VOA spoke by phone to a man who says his name is Isa Abdi Ahmed. He says he is a pirate on board the cargo ship Al Mizan, which was seized by pirates on Sunday. An arms expert said Monday he believed the ship was carrying weapons to Somalia in contravention of a UN arms embargo. But Ahmed, the alleged pirate whose phone number was given to VOA by the agent operating the ship, says no arms are on board. He says he will soon be negotiating a ransom demand with the owners. Somalia's pirates have stepped up their attacks in recent weeks and now hold at least 11 vessels and more than 200 crew. Ahmed says the pirates are defending the Somali coast from illegal shipping and toxic waste dumping. Mohammed Iqbal, who says he manages the hijacked cargo ship Al Mizan, also spoke to VOA from Dubai. He says negotiations with the pirates are underway.
Well, the plan is that the charters are negotiating with them.
He says there are 18 crew members on board.
15 are Indians. Two are Pakistanis and one is Somali.
The business group that hired Al Mizan says the ship was carrying mainly food and electronics from the United Emirates to Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. But Andrew Mwangira of the piracy specialist group East African Seafarers Assistance Program says he believes the ship is one of the regular weapons carriers circumventing the UN arms embargo on Somalia. Mwangira, whose claim cannot be verified, told VOA the pirates may not be telling the truth when they deny the existence of the arms.
People say there's weapons on board, then the naval ships will come closer to where they are.
He says the pirates may fear that naval ships patrolling the area will close in on the ship if they believe weapons have fallen into the wrong hands. In a separate incident on Monday, pirates opened fire on a Hong Kong-registered ship some 1,000 nautical miles off Somalia's coast. Experts say it is the longest range of a pirate attack off the Somali coast yet. Britain-based piracy expert Peter Lair says Somalia's pirates are shifting their attentions from the Gulf of Aden and increasingly sailing farther out in the Indian Ocean. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.